Recording. And then, as the mayor could call the meeting to order.
Start the recording, Mark?
All set.
Okay. Good evening, everybody. Call the order. We'll do the pledge of allegiance, please. I pledge allegiance.
To the flag, the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God.
Under God, indivisible.
Liberty.
Liberty and justice.
Justice for all.
All right, thank you. Next, number three, roll call.
Okay, Barbara DiGenaro.
Here.
Thomas D'Onofrio.
Here.
Sarah Wadomski.
Here.
Joseph DiMartino.
Here.
Camille Kurtika. Camille Kurtika? Oh, I see her name. So Camille, are you there?
Bruh.
All right, everybody's unmuted. Camille, are you there? Okay, well.
Pass.
Okay, Ronald Sill? Ron Sill? Who's here? All right. Tim DiMartino?
Here.
Rob Hyder?
Here.
Charles Sampson?
Present.
Okay, the record should reflect that there is a quorum.
Mark, did you acknowledge me, Tom D'Onofrio, that I'm present?
Yes.
Yeah, I think you answered too.
I did, but I didn't know, you didn't acknowledge it, so I didn't know if you heard me.
Okay.
We hear you.
I acknowledge it.
Okay. We hear you loud.
We're going to go to number four, addition, deletions, corrections, and adoption of the agenda.
Actually, Mayor, because this is a special meeting, there are no additions, deletions, or corrections. It's just the agenda as posted.
I'm looking at the old one. My bad. So this is a special meeting. We're going right to a public portion. Number five, anybody from the public would like to speak? Anybody from the public? Hearing none, we're going to move on to, is this the agenda for?
This is the one I got.
You got the other one? The one that's dated the 19th.
19th, okay. So department heads, postponed. No. Number seven, administrative and appointments. 7.1.1, move to approve the minutes of regular meeting February 13th, 2020. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Okay, so the record should reflect that that was Joe DiMartino made the motion and Charlie Sampson seconded it.
Any discussion?
I just have one question. I noticed on page 10, when Alderman Sampson mentioned that the city of Ansonia ultimately paid for the snow removal, it's not in here that he corrected himself in saying that that they've been billed. It says here that they've been billed, but it doesn't say that it was, if that can just be noted.
No. If someone's going to speak, just say your name.
I'm sorry, I was Rob Hyder.
For Patty, just make it easier for her. That was Rob Hyder. Any other corrections? Okay, hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Abstained? Carried. 7.1.2, move to approve minutes of special meeting February 27th, 2020. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Who's that?
Charlie.
Charlie.
Second, Rob Hyder.
Discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
I have to abstain. Barbara.
Barbara abstain. Okay. So carried. 7.2, refund of taxes. Move to approve tax refund in the amount of $6,084.97 dated March 3rd, 2020. Do I have a motion to accept?
Joe DiMartino.
So move. Go ahead.
Second?
Second.
I'll second. Barbara.
Barbara. Discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstained? So carried. 7.3, no action. 8, committee reports. Light committee. I'll just read it out. 8.1.1, add properties to the blight list. Move to add the following properties to the blight list. 101 Hawkins Street, 109 Hawkins Street. Do I have a motion?
Make that motion, Tom D'Onofrio.
Do I have a second?
Joe DiMartino, second.
Discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? So carried. 8.2, community relations. 8.2.1, vendor license. Move to approve vendor license of James Caprio of Jim's Ice Cream. Do I have a motion?
I'll make that motion. Tom D'Onofrio.
Second?
Second.
Second. Jim
discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Abstain? So carried. 8.2.2 is postponed. 8.3, operations procedures. 8.3.1, Gilbert Street residential parking lot policy. I'm sorry, that's postponed also. Number 9, new business. 8.1, that's postponed. 9.2, resolution, regional performance incentive program. Move to adopt the following resolution. The Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen hereby endorse.
Can you hear me now?
Regional performance initiative program listed below, reference in Connecticut General to 4.124 2014 supplement. 1, regional open space inventory, and 2, statewide municipal boundary survey, Class D state. The board and all the women authorized the mayor for the service. Taking all necessary actions related to this proposal to enter into a binding agreement with the Office of the Policy of the Management Office of Policy and Management according to the terms of the RPI grant program. Do I have a motion?
So moved, Charlie Sampson.
Second.
Second, Joe DiMartino.
Okay, discussion. Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? So carried. 9.3, Johnson Controls Project. Amendment to original contract. Move to approve contract amendment. Date stamp March 6, 2020. That amends the original contract between Johnson Controls, Inc. and the City of Derby dated February 26, 2019. Do I have a motion?
So moved. Jim DiMartino.
Second.
Second, Charlie Sampson.
Discussion?
Yeah, can we get a, this is a very large project, over $5 million, and I did read what was sent to us, but Are we just talking about what's going on the roof of City Hall? Is that the change? And what is the cost change?
Do you want to speak to that, Drew, or do you want me to take that?
Drew, do you got that, or is Aaron on there?
This is Dana McGovern. It doesn't have to do with the rooftop unit. It's the number of changes that we've been working with Drew on throughout the course of the project. So we had a total of 13 changes, pluses and minuses. And ECG advised us to get this formalized before it grew too much more. So right now, I guess...
Sorry, you're going to have to speak up for the recording secretary.
Okay, can you hear me now?
You're very
clear.
Pick up your phone. Pick up your phone. Don't use
okay.
the speaker.
Okay, I'm here.
Are we good?
But like, whoever the speaker is, pick up your phone or... Oh, I'm you not, can't.
I can't.
You got headphones then.
I can't.
Yeah, all right, well, speak up.
And who is this speaking?
This is Dana McGovern with Johnson Controls.
Okay.
So the question was, does this have to do with the rooftop unit at City Hall? And the answer is no. This is the number of changes that have been occurring, pluses and minuses, over the course of the project. ECG Engineering advised both Drew and myself to get this formalized in an amendment. So there should have been, or there is a Board of Aldermen update that I put out every 2 or 3 months. It's a 6-page document, which summarizes the amendment for you. I think Drew sent that out to you. But in a nutshell, what this is, it boils down to roughly a $19,000 deduct from the current project amount.
All right, so it's the 13, this is Charlie again. The 13 changes are basically in what is in Table 1, Cost and Savings Summary on page 4 of 5.
Correct.
That worked? Okay. Nothing further, Mr. Mayor.
Can you hear?
Yep.
Okay.
It's roughly the $19,000 savings on Table 1 on page 4 or 5.
Okay. Any other discussion? Okay, hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Same. So carried. 9.4, State of Connecticut, lease agreement, file number 363515B Bravo. Boat launch under Commodore Hall, Isaac Hall Memorial Bridge, Connecticut Route 8. Move to approve a lease agreement with the State of Connecticut dated March 4, 2020 and received on March 10, 2020 for the northeasterly side of the Housatonic River boat launch under the Commodore Isaac Hall Memorial Bridge, Connecticut Route 8, file number 363515B Bravo, and authorize Mayor Richard Zekin to execute said agreement on behalf of the City of Derby. I have a motion.
I'll move, Joe DiMartino.
Second, Rob Heider.
Okay, discussion?
Yes, Barbara, it's me.
Barbara.
My concern is, why do we have to pay $500 to the DOT to process this lease? We have to pay an administrative fee of $500 to the state. Is there a way that we could get that waived? I don't understand.
I think Drew can answer that. Drew, well, we spoke to them a few times about waiving the fee.
I did, and I'll also let Attorney Marino opine on this. This is their standard operating procedure for state land, and this is the only way that it generally works. So there's been suggestion to reach out to state legislators and see if we can get it waived. We've been down this road and dealt with multiple people at DOT over many months here. They don't seem to have an appetite for that. So I can, I'm going to have to defer to Vin on this, and he may have a different opinion as he was involved in this from the beginning as well.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I can see you.
Unfortunately, there's no way around the administrative albatross of Hartford, and it would take so much time to get that $500 fee waived, and it'd have to go through several different layers of agencies that it's not worth the expense to do it for the $500. I know I share the sentiment of those who are objectionable to it, but in the spirit of cooperation with the state and in the spirit of public safety, I think it's $500 that is better spent than argued.
Okay. Well, maybe they'll realize when we're it's the times that we have in this city that we're experiencing. Maybe we'll waive everybody's fee. I don't know, but okay.
If you would approve it with the understanding that we'll continue to fight to get it waived, but you know, or get it refunded if we pay it. But it's silly in my mind, $500 to process something to administrative overhead to pay for people that they have to pay anyway. So
right, yeah.
But you okay. know, but I think we want to make sure that we continue access for public safety purposes.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions?
Well, this is Charlie, and I'm just going to echo what Barb said. I've been a fireman here for 30 years and a fire chief, and we've always used that boat ramp for public safety. It's the only access we have to the Housatonic on the Derby side of the river below the dam. And for them to charge us $100 a year for a 5-year lease with the possible another 5-year extension is absolutely ridiculous. So just for the record.
So noted.
Just
any other questions?
Agree with me.
I agree with both Charlie and Barb, Tom D'Onofrio. I think it's stupid that we've got to pay the state any money. And I'll agree to the payment, but in the hopes that we get it reimbursed.
I'm with Tom D'Onofrio on that. Jim DiMartino here.
April, lots of folks dropping off,
non-perishable pet food, even have some like some people. Is that her? No.
Happy
with that? All right, hearing any more comments?
I think we're good.
All right, hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Same. Carried. All right. 9.5, 9.6, 9.7, 9.8. Well, I'm sorry, 9.7 are postponed. COVID-19 update discussion only. Drew, you want to step in on this?
Sure. It really was more of a Q&A session. If the alderman had any questions, we've been on multiple conference calls with governor's office. We're on a daily conference call with the Naugatuck Valley Health Department, sometimes a representative from Griffin Health and our local emergency management folks, including but not limited to the PD and storms. And did anybody hear? Did you guys hear any of that?
Yes, we did.
Okay. Well, Mark muted me. I see what you did there, Mark. You got all the power.
He muted you. He muted him again.
Does anybody have any questions? I guess and then we'll go from there.
I just want to know what's going on at City Hall. How are we running business?
Who's this?
Tom D'Onofrio. Want to know how we're running business? People allowed to get access to the, you know, knocking at the door. How are they getting access?
Yes. So
door. It's all listed. If there's something pressing, they can call, get the department. They will come out, and mostly it's going to be the clerk's office or the tax office. and the building officials making arrangements to outside inspections. The public is just being kept out of the building to keep it safe for our employees. Our employees are working in here. We're encouraging the public to do whatever they can online. We're basically working with the other towns in the area, following the same protocol and basically what the state has given us. We're getting a lot of work done in City Hall. We're picking up a lot of stuff that was falling behind. But if someone needs some special assistance, they are getting, be able to get it done, like birth certificate.
This is Tom D'Onofrio again. Are we still using the same guidelines for Public Works and the sewage treatment plant? No one's allowed in their building?
Yes.
So the front doors are locked so nobody goes in and contaminates our good friend Joe DiMartino? Yes?
Well, the Public Works garage door is not locked.
That's why I'm asking. I don't understand why it's not.
Joe, your front door is not locked?
No, I've had two people come in asking for recycling bins. I get it for them and they leave. So that's all I've had so far.
Well, I think we should make them lock the doors. You know, at the police station, they can't get in. They can get to the lobby. They can't get into the building, and the guys are protected by the glass. But Public
right.
Works.
All right, Joe. Starting today or starting tomorrow, why don't you secure that? If they knock on the door, then you can.
I'll put a sign.
Then we'll get a hold of Ed Abels. We'll let him know too.
Yeah, I do. I do have a camera on that door too, so I'll be able to see if someone shows up.
All right, this is Barbara. Could you guys? I think down the road, I mean, we're going to have to look at having some relief for the businesses, especially downtown. I mean, I'm here. I'm in my office, but we got a sad state of affairs that is going to happen in Derby pretty soon, and we really have to think as elected officials how we're going to help the businesses as well as the residents who, you know, they're not going to be working. You know, it's time sewer bills are due, tax bills are coming due. I mean, I'm following, you know, the health. I'm following all the guidelines. I'm reading everything. But financially, you know, we're going to, as we know, I mean, you guys realize that we're going to have big problems.
Hey, Barbara.
We have to start thinking about that. So
if I can cut you off real quick. Drew was on a conference call today with the DECD commissioner and the governor. So, Drew, if you could just chirp in real quick about small businesses.
Yeah, there was a small business folks call today with DCD and Governor Lamont, and they basically shared a lot of resources, but they echoed those sentiments that you just talked about, Alderwoman DeGennaro, and they did talk about some resources and some possible delays in tax payments that will be due, and also some money that will be available for small businesses. I can certainly share that information with you, and we will probably be sharing that information through the city website as it becomes a little bit more clear. I know Mayor Cassetti, I just saw, had allowed for a month extension on the sewer use bills. I don't know if that's something this board or the WPCA board would probably have to consider that. I know in Ansonia it's a little bit different, but I did just see that come through. And then in terms of some of the relief from the state, they were talking about not only extending certain deadlines for due dates for things, but also that there were 12,000 claims for unemployment just yesterday, and the average day in Connecticut is only about 500 usually. So the average has been like 10,000 per day, but yesterday was 12,000. So there's a lot of people hurting, and we are going to have to figure out something that we can do locally to probably defray some of these costs for local businesses.
Yeah, well, the sewer bills are due, their bills are due like ours. They're due in March, you know, for March 1. You know, tax bills are due for July 1. And, you know, I'm following. I know that there are some things available for small businesses that, and it's a loan. I mean, it's not like, you know, and again, it's changing by the minute, but, you know, collectively
we have to figure, you know, we certainly could have businesses that doors will be closed and not reopened in this town.
Right.
And
Barbara, also, and we had a conversation with the Labor Department called us today, just speaking about layoffs, ability and what our obligations are with the city. So, I mean, we've been in contact with them. I spoke to Marcy about WPCA bills, and, you know, she's like, well, it's state statute. So, but the governor is constantly with his executive orders loosening up some of the restraints on the city for us and for the cities and the towns. But like I said, this is like a working process. I mean, it's changing hourly from what we're doing.
Yeah, well, I understand.
But we are, like I said, we are on it. We are sharing it. We're giving it to Mark to put on the website. We're putting it on the Facebook pages. And anytime we get anything from any of the local resources, we're putting them out there. But a lot of the stuff the last couple of days have been kind of standard and redundant of what they're telling you, you know, distances and stay away from each other. But as it's coming along, we are putting it out there to the residents and the business owners.
This is Tom D'Onofrio also commenting on what you guys were just talking about. Maybe we should also start thinking about letting our department heads know to maybe not to go crazy on spending money that we might not have if our taxpayers lose their jobs and stuff like that, and maybe put a hiring freeze in the city. You know, we could be facing a little bit of trouble for the next couple months, so maybe we shouldn't go spending a lot of money on certain things.
Well, you're absolutely right, and Tom, and basically we're just contractual obligations with the unions. Nothing really is coming up. Public Works, basically, we've got lucky with the winter for snow,
yes,
with the salt and sand and stuff, with the overtime.
I think we should maybe tell our department heads to maybe have a hiring freeze until we can get through this mess and see where we're at.
Well, yeah, okay, I got that. I mean, we haven't had anything coming up, but we're also part of this too is that every Monday, anything that is being spent on the coronavirus problem that we're having right now, that if we're incurring any extra charges, that we're keeping a running tally right now, and then hopefully if when it comes down that the feds are going to reimburse, we can at least get 75% back from FEMA. So we are on top of that also.
Okay. All right, Mayor, just on that, just if, and I know it's probably burdensome, but, you know, for us to stay in the loop of something like that. So if a report is being done or however it's going to be done, so that we get it. And, you know, the communication, you know, just keep communicating the best that
absolutely
you can to all of us so that we,
absolutely,
so that
I'll
we know.
I'll have Pam every Monday when we tally anything that comes up. Right now, we're about maybe a couple $100 for bleach. We got to take Pat down to Home Depot and Lowe's to get that and a couple rolls of toilet paper. But besides that, I mean, we're good on extra expenditures for the crisis right now. But I will have Pam send a report to all the aldermen and all the women what's being spent extra on the crisis.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
It's Vin Marino. Just to the extent you're going to have Pam send anything electronically, that would just have to be, it's subject to FOI, and it should be posted on the website so the public has it, access to it. I don't want
to pull
it. All right, we just, the governor has loosened up the FOI guidelines, but we have to at least make sure that whatever is sent is put on the website.
No, absolutely. I mean, like I said, right now I don't foresee us. I mean, it's going to entail overtime and you know, bleaches and cleaning supplies and stuff like that. I don't. You know, God forbid something happens, maybe somebody has to go on FMLA and stuff like that. So it's like this is a working process. I mean, it's like I thought, like we were doing daily 11 o'clock. Conferences, and it's like every hour we're hearing something different coming up. So I mean, it's constantly a work in progress, and I want to keep you guys in the loop. So anything else that you think that you want to be notified by, we can constantly keep sending emails to you. But
it doesn't have to be constant, Mayor. But it doesn't have to be constant. But as long as we know
Barbara,
as a totally
sending it to me constantly. So. I'm telling you every 15-20 minutes. It is coming through. So if it, whatever you guys want, I mean, it's,
regarding the operation of City Hall here, all of that information is sent to you. Any information that's sent from this office goes to all of you on every email. And just so for the public to know too, because there's public on the meeting as well, that these things come out via email, and they also are posted to the city website. So if you go to www.derbyct.gov, on the homepage there, the front page, there's a section called news. So the news section has each one of the things that goes out is on that news page, as well as the email that you get. And then it's also posted to the Derby Town Clerk Facebook page and the mayor's Facebook page. So we're trying to make sure that any information that we can share, it is being shared, and certainly the aldermen are first on the list to be in the loop so you can answer to your constituents as well. The latest thing of which is that the presidential preference primary for both parties has been canceled, postponed, excuse me, until June 2nd. That was the latest thing that we sent out.
And Barbara, if there's anything specifically that you want from my office to send to you or to the rest of the aldermen, alderwomen, just please, contact Pam and we'll get it out to you. But I understand your concern on the expenditures too. I'd definitely like to get out to you.
Especially, just to go back to what Tommy just said, it's our budget time in the city, which, I know everything's going to be delayed. God forbid if we have to go to shelter at home circumstance, we are going to have overtime. We're going to have, probably police patrolling, and, we're going to have things, there's going to be, I hope we don't have to get to that, but, everybody just, stay well and, we'll get through it. We have to get through it.
Any other questions regarding coronavirus?
Not just to Barbara, to the rest of y'all. If there's anything that you guys want for information, please don't hesitate to call Pam, and we will get it out to you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you.
Any other comment on this subject?
I just want to add one thing, if I could, Mayor. The Griffin Hospital is scheduled to open their drive-through testing. Can you hear me?
No, we can hear you.
Identify yourself, Andrew.
Andrew Backlick, Chief of Staff. Yeah. The Griffin Hospital was scheduled to open their drive-through testing at some point today. I'm not sure if that actually went through or not. If not today, then it will be most likely tomorrow. They are going to be capable of doing that. Tests are now also being sent to Quest Lab in, I believe, West Virginia. Previously, there was not even East Coast testing capability. Now there is. So the turnaround time for tests is anywhere between 3 and 5 days for test results. If there is an inpatient who is a more critical case, a doctor can order a 24-hour rush on test results. Short of that, I know there were some questions about the Griffin community doc who tested positive and the lack of communication about that. Griffin's contention is that it was a HIPAA-related issue and that doc was never at the hospital, I guess had been on vacation, returned home, and they notified everybody in the chain of contact that they needed to notify, as far as they said. But they really were not super communicative with us or even with the health department about that. And I guess they were citing that as a HIPAA issue. So the one final thought is that the health department has also said that you're going to stop seeing them identify cases by town and community specific. They're just going to probably keep a total number and so as not to make people panic about community spread. The good news is there are no confirmed cases in Derby at this moment, and there is only one in the Valley. I think we all know that there are more than that. Now the testing is ramped up, we'll find out more, but at this moment I think we've done the best thing we can do and try to squash the curve by putting in the protocols that we have with City Hall and the like. So thank you.
Tom D'Onofrio, I got another question about this for the mayor or Andrew. I know you guys have been talking to Griffin, and the state has, you know, the government has been asking about beds and stuff like that. With the purchase of the old convalescent home on Chatfield Street, has Griffin said anything about making that into a portable hospital for beds that we have to worry about in our town?
As far as I know, Tom, that's in terrible, terrible shape. That building internally has a lot of issues as it relates to environmental concerns. I think black mold was what was used in our conversation. So I don't believe that is something they'll be able to do a quick turnaround on.
Okay. Well, if anything comes up, I would like to know about that.
Tom, with Griffin, when I was talking to Pat Schimmel, they went from, I think, 3 or 5 isolation rooms. They bumped it up to about 19 because they had some space in their place. Building department, expedite along with the fire marshal, bring it up to about 19, 20. Don't quote me on that. Those room numbers, they're up there probably in the teens in case when and if they need them. So they do have extra rooms in that office or that campus there. And the city's just departments have been working with the Griffin Hospital, especially with the tents on the outside at the fire marshal up there inspecting the propane tanks and everything so that they can get that up and running. So we've been doing everything possible to help them out. Anybody else with questions? And Drew, with our department, the conference call's at 11 o'clock. If you want to put the alderman on the list, if you guys want to listen on or
no, we thought about that, but I don't think we can have a quorum present for that meeting. And Vin can maybe opine on that. I can maybe invite one or two, but I don't think we can have everybody on there, unfortunately.
Yeah, you would have to post it as a meeting if you wanted to do it.
Okay. But I'll tell you, the meetings right now have been about 10 minutes. So basically everything is being redundant on what they're telling us. One or two things have been popping up. We'll be getting a lot of our information on the news. And as soon as it comes to the governor's office or the president, it's going right on the news too. So we're getting multifaceted parts of for information. Okay, is there any other questions? If anybody has an individual question, you can always contact our office, Drew, myself, Pam, and we can get you any answers that you possibly need. Okay, hearing nothing else, we're going to go on to number 10. That's postponed. 11, nothing for executive. Ronnie Sill, 13. Or he's not there. Anybody else want to do 13?
Well, Ronnie, so the record should reflect that Ronnie, Sill, and Camille Curtico were.
Look at Ronnie's got it. The motion to adjourn written.
Nice. All in favor for enjoyment?
Aye.
All right.
Aye.
Be safe, everybody.
6:13.
You too.
Stay safe, 6 feet apart.
Thank you.
Yeah, who would ever think that we'd ever be doing this?